Hello? Who's there? Are you with the human raiders? I know that we're surrounded. I'm unarmed. I don't mean any harm. Here, see, look. Come through the trees and see for yourself. I promise. I'm just kneeling by our koi pond. I don't have any weapons. See? I'm right here. I'm sorry I can't look at you, but I promise I mean you no harm. It's not a trap. I would have no way of trapping you. I was never trained. No, I don't want to fight. No, that's exactly why I'm here. I'm not trained. I can barely even hold a bow. Had I fought, I'd be long dead by now. I wasn't hiding. There's nowhere safe left to hide anymore. I just always liked this pond. I'm quite fond of the koi. No, I didn't think that I would escape. I wanted to spend a few more moments with my friends. Yes, the koi are my friends. They have been since I was young. I don't see why it should have to be so strange. So what if they can't speak? Silence is wonderful company. You only really make friends in moments where no one's talking anyway. Yes, the koi taught me that. They're wiser than you would think. Me, no, I'm not that wise. Lonely, perhaps, but not wise. Honest, I'm not. Everything I learned, the koi taught me. I rarely speak to anyone else. I've known the koi my whole life. They've lived here as long as the elf clans have. But it's clear they'll outlast us. My family. With all their talk of blood purity, look where it got them. Our numbers have been low long before you even started raiding. Oh, I don't blame you for that. We were a dying empire. We've made a lot of enemies. Trust me, the writing's been on the wall for a really long time. The koi know better, though. They aren't like us. They will happily accept any help you offer. Now, here, watch. See, they don't care that the bread I just gave them is from an outsider. They're just happy to have bread. Oh, that one in the back, he's called Giles. Oh, don't worry, he's not refusing to eat. He's just learned that if he waits, I'll make sure he gets extra at the end. See, I told you they were smart. They know better than to rely on me, though. That's why they're so wise. They accept help where they can get it, but they never grow to depend on it. Such a philosophy would have saved a great many empires, don't you think? That's why I never worried about them. They can always fend for themselves. I don't need to fret over what'll happen to them once I'm once I'm gone. Wait, why haven't you? I know the Knight's Code forbids you from harming anybody that's unarmed, but you'd be surprised how few knights follow the code these days. Yeah, they all say it was for a noble cause. But I'm not sure if anybody who had their blood spilt would agree with them. I certainly wouldn't if you killed me. That's not your intention? If not, then what is your intention? I can't look at you, just tell me what you want, please. There's not much information I can give you. As far as I know, any wealth that we had was pillaged a long time ago. Honestly, I don't know much. I only ever left my quarters to come here. You probably know this land better than I do. Well, there wasn't anywhere else to go. You've seen it yourself. Most of the buildings are destroyed. And I was never one for playing in dangerous ruins. The koi pond was always safer. Books. Never seen a book in my life, much less read one. I was told that we had a grand library once. I'm not sure whether that's true or simply another lie for elven pride. Either way, it would have been destroyed a long time ago. Nope, I can't read, much like I've never learned to hold a bow. Nobody ever had the time or resources to bother to teach me. Well, except for the koi. They have all the time in the world, but I'm pretty sure they can't read either. Oh, not that they need to. They pass down author stories through silence. It's another craft we haven't mastered yet. I suppose that's why we need books. I guess, in fact, the two are quite similar. Books only tell their stories to those who are willing to read them, and the koi only tell their stories to those who are willing to listen to them. Now keep in mind, listening isn't the same thing as hearing. Anybody can hear, but listening requires you to want to understand. The koi know the difference. They would never demand to be heard. They will only tell you something if you really, really want to understand it. Sorry, I'm rambling again. It was just nice to finally be able to speak to somebody. One of the drawbacks to all your friends being wiser than you. You never get the opportunity to explain anything to anyone else. Not that you aren't wise. I assume you are, at least, although we've only just met. I just imagined I would tell somebody about the koi for a long time. When I was lonely, I would replay the conversation again and again in my mind. It kept me company. Although, I'm not sure if it was supposed to go exactly like this. In my imagination, you were an elf who had come for dinner, not a raiding knight who might kill me. I know you said you wouldn't, but you can't blame me for not trusting you. Especially when I can't even give you what you ask for. No, I can't look at you. Oh, please stop insisting. I can't. It's not about trust or anything. I can't. You don't understand. I'm not afraid to look at you. It's not even that I don't want to look at you. It's that I physically can't look at you. No, there's no problem with my neck. Well, except that it was born into a particularly jealous family. You see, many years ago, my sister started keeping the company of a dwarven merch trader. This was back before the Blood Wars, where interracial trading was more common. She became so taken with him that she followed him back to Dwarven lands. And it was the last we ever saw of her. My parents were furious that their eldest had run away with an outsider, and wanted to ensure that it would never happen again. They ordered an enchantress to place an evil spell on the rest of us. I don't know exactly what they asked her to do, but the results were horrific. I can no longer look at anyone's face. My head will turn away any time I try. And no amount of force of will make it turn back. I don't know what sort of magic it was. I was too young to question it at the time. I just know that the spell is binding no matter how hard I try to resist. And believe me, I've tried. I can barely even remember what faces look like anymore. It's been so long since I've seen one. I think I've forgotten how most emotions even look on faces anymore. Thankfully, at least the koi don't count. I think the spell only applies to humanoid faces, but that's just a guess. Believe me, if I knew how to break the spell, I would have done it by now. The enchantress left long ago, so it's not like I can ask. No, my parents didn't care. They felt I was better off this way. I would never be tempted to leave. And even if I was tempted, who would want to spend time with somebody who can't look them in the eye? Anyway, I haven't heard from them in ages. They either left for the Far West Kingdom or they died defending our lands. It really doesn't matter. They aren't coming back. I have no interest in looking for them. Not after being made to suffer under this miserable spell my entire life. Besides, if I wanted to look for them, it would be a lost cause. I have no idea what they even look like anymore. My memory of their voices is too faint to even be reliable. Everybody I care about lives at this pond, so it made sense to stay here. Besides, the roads are teeming with raiders, and I'm of no use with a bow. Even if I had trained, it's a bit hard to shoot people when you can't even look at your enemy. I can't even look at my own face. Any time I catch a glimpse of my reflection, I have to turn away. Still imagine myself as a child with chubby cheeks and a shy grin. That was the last image I ever saw of myself. Of course I know I'm not a child anymore. Huh? Oh, thank you. Nobody's ever called me beautiful before. The few elves that are still around mostly just ignore me. Sorry, you just reminded me of my dream. The one where I would tell somebody about the koi. You were an elf in that dream, but you still told me I was beautiful. I kind of hoped you actually would. Although I'll have no way of knowing if you were just being polite or not. I guess you're right, I could ask the koi, but I don't think they really understand physical beauty, though. I suppose I really ought not see beauty as something physical either, given that I can't look at anyone. I can see nature's beauty, but I don't think that's the same thing. I can see it in the koi. The koi have all different patterns, but none is more prettier than the other. Or at least I don't think so. Each pattern perfectly suits each fish. And none is any better or any worse. Besides, the real beauty comes from them all swimming together. Their colors mix with such balance and harmony. It's like a perfect song. Sorry, I can get so lost just watching them. Oh, here, toss some bread into the water. You can see what I mean. Go on, I promise they won't bite. Go on. See? Isn't it beautiful to see them swim like that? It's just like magic, don't you think? I don't imagine human beauty is anything like this. Oh, sorry, I guess that was a pretty difficult question to answer. I just never thought of humanoids as capable of that type of harmony. But to be fair, all I've ever known is war. Yes, I've heard it's different elsewhere. It's just hard for me to believe that it's true. And I'm surrounded with so much hate. The harmony of the koi comes so naturally, but for us it's always bitter work. What? You don't think so? What makes you so sure? I don't know if this is possible, but can you show me? All right, I'll take your hand, but promise you won't hurt me? Okay, I'll try my best to trust you. Although that would be easier if you told me what you were doing. Dancing? But there's no music. Do you always dance without music where you come from? Well, I would have no way of knowing. It could have been possible. I guess it could still be fun to dance without music. Keep in mind I'll only be able to look at your feet, though. Alright, it's best that you lead. I'm a bit rusty. I never tried dancing with anyone after I stopped being able to look at faces. Thank you, I appreciate you going slowly. No, this is nice. It's the closest I've been with anyone for a long while. Is this harmony? Show me. Am I doing all right? Good. Oh, can you spin me around like we're koi? This is amazing. Never danced like this before. Okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe we can have harmony too. Thank you. That was beautiful. Yes, as beautiful as the boy. Wait, is this what physical beauty is like? Is it like dancing? Sorry, that was unfair again, wasn't it? It's fine if you don't know the answer. I doubt it's the sort of question that even has an answer. Could I ask you a favor, though? Be warned, it's a bit odd. Would it be alright if I touched your face? Of course, I'll understand if you say no. I just haven't seen one in so long. If I could feel one, it would almost be like seeing it. Does that make any sense? Thank you for understanding. Here, guide my hand. I want to make sure I don't poke you in the eye. Yes, I'm ready. Oh, there's your eyes and nose. It's good to know they're still where I imagine them to be. And your ears. I can tell they're human ears because the ends are rounded. And your mouth. Why are the corners of it turned up? Are you smiling? Well, I'm glad this is amusing you. Suppose it's not every day that a cursed elf asks to touch your face. It's been so long since I knew that anyone was grinning at me. No, it feels good to know. It's nice to know that I made someone smile even if the circumstances are a bit unusual. The koi are wonderful, but they can't smile. Part of me wishes you could stay here. Oh, I didn't mean that as an actual possibility. I know you have duties elsewhere. What will I do? I guess just stay here until the next raider comes along. Although I doubt they'll be as nice as you are. Well, No, there's nothing keeping me here except the koi, but I can't travel alone. Wait, why are you suggesting that I go with you? I already told you there's no easy way to break the spell. Any such quest would be a fool's errand. You're quite persistent. All right. I will accompany you on two conditions. One, I'm allowed to leave and go back anytime I want. I don't know if I might become homesick or not. Good, well, I'm glad that's reasonable. Second, please allow me a few minutes to say goodbye to the koi. I know they'll be all right on their own, but they're the only friends I ever known. Leaving them's not easy.